Why I joined the Socialist Party. You've got to be red to be green. Tom Gray. Exit a Socialist Party. I've been interested in politics for the past few years. Always tending towards the green movements and parties, and I still do, to an extent. I stood locally for the Green Party in the last election, the first time I was eligible to vote. I ran for them, because I genuinely believed they were the party that best represented me. I have many critiques, however. For a start, I have been completely discouraged by Caroline Lucas's constant cross-party buddying. Firstly with Nigel Farage, a few years ago, to protest against the first-past-the-post electoral system. Then more recently, it seems she has become best friends with the vile Anna Subri, purely because they agree on one issue. Anna Subri may not be a Tory anymore, but she was still part of that wretched government that has brought the working class to its knees with austerity. Leading Green Party members seem content to live within the capitalist system. The system that leaves the working class to fight for scraps. That has normalized a lower quality of life, especially for my generation. And worst of all, that continues to destroy our environment. Are they scared of socialism? The answer, for some at least, is no. Rather they fear that the voters may be. So they try to fight the things that capitalism causes, while staying within the capitalist system. It leaves you with a question, why aren't all working class people crying out for socialism? Well, one reason is that the leader of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, promises pro-worker policies, but doesn't seem serious about fighting for them. Meanwhile, his own party works to destroy his credibility with their Tom Watson-led Blair-loving group. That is why I found it so important to join the Socialist Party. Corbyn isn't going to last forever, and whatever happens in the next election, Labour could end up with a Blairite leading the party, if the socialist movement doesn't push for bold policies, and help re-inspire the working class. It is important that our movement also reaches out to left-wing Green Party supporters, to explain that climate change will not be stopped by carrying on inside the capitalist system. It is a system that is centuries out of date, and gets us closer to the world's boiling point day by day. I want to live in a world where I can go out and easily find a job that pays a living wage. I want the option to get on a train or bus, and not have to think bloody hell, how much? I want to think about retirement without having to work well into my 80s. But most of all, I just want to live in a world where a decent quality life for my generation and the ones after is possible for all, not just an elite.